My guest at this time is Oregon Congressman Greg Walden. He is the deputy chairman also of the National Republican Congressional Committee. That's the group tasked with reelecting incumbent House Republicans and finding good candidates to run against incumbent Democrats or for open seats. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You know, I'm delighted to join you this morning. Thank you.
Well, Republicans, of course, are trying to win back the White House, regain the majority in the Senate. It's the House where you already have control and are hoping to defend the majority and perhaps add to it. The couple of times we've talked with your boss, Pete Sessions, he's predicted a 5-7 seat pickup for Republicans in the House. The last time we talked to him was a few weeks ago. What are the numbers looking like now?
Well, I'm sitting right next to him, and I think he'd still tell you we're looking at a 5-7 seat pickup in the House. We feel pretty good about where we're at, but we also know we have a lot of work left to do to get this done because elections are decided by those who actually turn out to vote. And so the key here is to make sure that our candidates are turning out their voters and making sure they vote for the candidate. And so we're working real hard at it, but I'd rather be us than them. I think you're seeing Governor Romney pick up momentum around the country. That helps us all. And our candidates have had very thoughtful plans in place for a long time, and they're implementing them now. And we'll all know in less than 2 weeks.
You are joining us from California, which is a state that trends blue, to say the least. But it's also one of the challenging areas for House Republicans this year due to redistricting and the retirement of a lot of longtime Republican members of Congress, David Dreyer, Jerry Lewis, Wally Herger, a number of others. So what is the biggest challenge in trying to not only navigate new district lines, but also replace candidates and office holders that voters have been familiar with in some cases for decades?
Well, it makes for competitive races, no doubt. But what's interesting is this is the first time California's had competitive congressional races on either side for a long time. Prior redistricting sort of locked in the incumbents, and that's not the case this time. So while it presents some challenges, it also presents some real opportunities. And we've got some of the Democrat incumbents on the ropes. You've got a Democrat-on-Democrat race between Sherman and Berman that is just devouring Democratic money by the millions and millions. You know, there's talk that Henry Waxman has a race against an independent that's funding his own race. And for the first time in, you know, decades and decades and decades, Henry Waxman actually is making fundraising calls and trying to fight for his survival. So this thing is very dynamic here in California. And I tell you, I've met with a number of our candidates, from Abel Maldonado, who's running against Lois Capps, to Tony Strickland, to Gary DeLong, all up and down. And you know, they're doing their work. And we're excited about it, actually. I think there's some real opportunities that we've never had before that we're going to take advantage of.
Let me ask you about two of the more high-profile races in the country out of the 435. One is in Utah, Mia Love, the mayor there, who was featured prominently at the Republican National Convention, taking on longtime Democrat, considers himself a moderate, Jim Matheson. Some of the polls show Love ahead. Others show it very, very tight. What do you expect there?
I think Mia Love, in the end, wins that seat over Jim Matheson. But she is a terrific, terrific candidate and a great American. She's got incredible leadership skills. She's dynamic. She's effective. She's articulate. Look, she has run one heck of a great race. She has developed an enormous following, and I think she's going to win.
Two others who are prominent targets of Democrats, to be sure. One has been a prominent target for a while, and that's Michelle Bachmann in Minnesota. That's a pretty tight race, as well as Alan West down in Florida, who moved districts after the lines were redrawn. That seems to be a very competitive and feisty race as well. How optimistic are you that you'll be able to hold those two?
We'll hold both Michelle Bachmann and Alan West seats. I feel strongly about that. They know how to win in their districts, and they both are very effective campaigners, and they'll have the resources they need to win. I think they'll bring it on home.
Let's talk about messaging now a little bit, Congressman. As we mentioned, the House is already in Republican hands, and you've had 2 years of a record of what was brought to the floor, what was passed, and in many cases didn't get anywhere in the Senate, to explain to voters. I know in 2010, one of the reasons that you got the majority was because voters wanted a little more checks and balances with what the Democrats were doing in Washington. What do you say in defense of the House over the past 2 years?
Well, they wanted a check and balance. They didn't want absolute gridlock, and that's what we're seeing right now. Look, the House voters gave us did its job. We, each of the last 2 years, have passed a budget that should put America on path to not only balancing the budget, but paying off the debt. and reforming the programs that would bankrupt the country if left unattended. And so we've done that. We've voted to extend the current tax code. You don't want to raise taxes in the depth of the kind of economy we have now. We've voted to offset the sequester with real spending cuts that make sense, not ones that devastate our military. And all that's sitting in the Senate. So, you know, I'm a small business guy by background for 22 years. You do your job. You fix the problems. You move them forward. And that's what Speaker Boehner, the leadership in the House, has tried to do. And even, reached an agreement with the president that the president the next day walked away from. And so, you know, it's really frustrating on our part. We went there to govern. We're there to govern. We will govern effectively. But we're not just going to write blank checks to bankrupt the country. I mean, that had to stop. And that's the runaway government we saw under President Obama and Majority Leader Reid and Speaker Pelosi when they had full control of the operation. They didn't work on the economy and creating jobs. They spent recklessly and took over health care and federalized it. And now we're seeing the cost, the burden, the decline in access. It's all coming. Higher prices for insurance. And then they didn't deal with our economic issues. They don't have an energy plan, or we wouldn't be paying double the rate for gasoline. Look at what that does to working families just trying to get their kids to football practice or ballet or music lessons or whatever. You know, how do you do that on $4 or $5 a gallon gasoline? And we want four more years of this? Really? I don't think so. Look, economy's job one. That's what we're focused on. It's what we've been focused on. It's what we will do as a majority with Governor Romney and eventually President Romney. We'll get this country turned around back on its feet. We can do it. You just have to have a leader to work across the aisle to get it done. Mitt Romney proved he could do that in Massachusetts. He can do that in Washington. We've never needed that kind of leadership more.
And finally, if the Democrats win back the majority, which I know you don't believe will happen, but if they do, what will America be able to expect from them?
Well, if we go back to Speaker Pelosi and Majority Leader Reid and President Obama having all three elements of the federal government, I think we know what that prescription is. You think they're going to restrain themselves from spending? They've not proven the ability to do that when they were in the majority in all three before. You know, they want the president's, one of his top priorities is the whole global warming cap and trade bill that would drive up gas prices even higher and energy costs even more and drive jobs offshore. I mean, that's one of his top priorities. So I think we are at a crucial point in America's history. You know, it'd be the equivalent of reelecting Jimmy Carter instead of Ronald Reagan. I wonder what the Soviet empire would look like today had that happened. I wonder what our economy would look like today if that happened. I wonder what the size of the government would look like today if that choice had been made differently. I think we're clearly at that choice level, and this is the biggest election of my life.
Congressman, I know you've got a lot of work to do. Thanks for spending some time with us. We'll be watching on November 6th.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you much.
Oregon Congressman Greg Walden, he is the Deputy Chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.